Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, I'll tell you what, we had all this backup audio ready to roll yesterday. So much ready to rock and roll for you on the show. And a lot of that was kind of backup. It was backup audio. Well, it was big news of the day stuff, too. But, you know, yesterday was Veterans Day, and we wanted to offer the microphones up to so many of the great veterans that we got a chance to catch up with yesterday on the show. So, a lot to catch up on here today with Wednesday's Montana Talks. Normally we have John Jackson, the Joker from X, join us in the 8 o'clock hour of the show on Tuesdays. But since we had our special Veterans Day show yesterday, good news for this Wednesday. The Joker will join us later on in the 8 o'clock hour today. Let's see. But, hey, we got some other great information from Veterans Day yesterday. So after we wrapped up this show from the American Legion in Missoula, I had to pack up all my gear. And, of course, there were still so many great folks to catch up with and chat with there. And so, but anyway, then I went over and attended the 11 a.m. ceremony at the Doughboy statue on the Missoula County Courthouse lawn. And so cool to see so many great patriots there, by the way. We even had a World War II veteran, goes by the name Rondo. And if you just search the name Rondo, you'll see a full video featuring this Iwo Jima survivor. But it was so incredible. I got to stand next to him. He placed the wreath representing the World War II veterans at the Doughboy statue. And I had the honor of presenting the wreath on behalf of Iraq and Afghanistan veterans. And had the honor of standing right next to Rondo for that. So incredible. I've got some photos right now. I need to get them on our Montana Talks website, but I do have them if you go to x.com/Aaron Flint or facebook.com/Flint Report. You can see all the photos there. But anyway, but while I was at that ceremony yesterday, the keynote speaker, if I remember right, her name was Colonel Vanessa Berry. She was the keynote speaker, and one of the things I really liked about her speech for Veterans Day was she went down and enlisted just several, not all, of course, but just several standout Montana veterans with some incredible stories. And then she even highlighted some folks that are currently serving right now. But one of the people that she mentioned is retired Brigadier General Dale Stovall. Dale Stovall lives in Missoula. Great guy. I've had the honor of meeting him several times. But when she mentioned General Dale Stovall yesterday, who was a Jolly Green rescue helicopter pilot in Vietnam, I've mentioned him several times on the show. We've had him on the show before. But I've mentioned him a lot, so you guys have probably heard me talk about General Dale Stovall. He was a Jolly Green rescue pilot in Vietnam, and then he eventually became the deputy commander of JSOC, the Joint Special Operations Command, back in the day. I think he was the head of AFSOC, which is Air Force Special Operations Command. But Colonel Berry, during her speech yesterday, when she was talking about General Dale Stovall, she says, hey, by the way, President Trump just highlighted and just paid tribute to General Stovall at Arlington during his official Veterans Day remarks. So, you know, I had to jump into action, track down the video, get a story on our Montana Talks website. The story is already on the Montana Talks website. I'll have the audio for you right after this.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partly to mostly sunny conditions for today, high temperatures will stay around 60 in Bozeman with some low to mid-60s in the Billings area. For tonight, some passing clouds. Otherwise, overnight lows will stay back in the upper 30s to around 40. And then for Thursday, we can expect more sunshine as highs climb back in the 60s around 70. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Securing America.
Tuesday, we thank those who secure the country through their military service, honoring our troops on Veterans Day. President Trump spoke at Arlington National Cemetery.
Thank you for your service.
A sentiment echoed by a former Marine, Vice President J.D. Vance.
Thank you for your sacrifice and thank you for making us proud every single day.
Ceremonies were held throughout Washington. At the World War I Memorial, bells sounded at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, signifying the end of that war and the predecessor of Veterans Day, originally called Armistice Day. At the Intrepid Museum in New York, a symbolic message delivered by museum co-chairman Bruce Mosler.
Recognizing that service to country does indeed continue to matter.
Something that remains true every day. Kim Uretzky, Fox News.
Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. I tell you what, we get some great guests on this show. We have some great sidekicks that join us on this show. And we've got friends inside the Trump administration and on Capitol Hill that will join us on this show. But I'll tell you what, the best part of Montana Talks, your phone calls, the chance to get to hear from people all across Montana and for you to be heard all across Montana. Keep your phone calls coming with Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk and be heard across the state.
You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right. Yeah, I'm a little behind on my show prep here this morning because when I got the video, by the way, big thanks to my my mother-in-law, Jean, in Missoula. She actually was the first one to send me the actual video of President Trump's remarks at Arlington yesterday for Veterans Day, where he recognized Missoula, Montana's own General Dale Stovall. And yeah, she, of course, all her friends there were talking about it and highlighting the video. And of course, they know General Stovall's wife. And so very cool to see him recognized by President Trump during the official Veterans Day ceremony yesterday. Here we go, though. First, before we play the remarks of President Trump, specifically mentioning Montana's own General Dale Stovall, here's an incredible video that the White House put together with President Trump honoring veterans on Veterans Day.
Today, to every veteran, we say the words too often left unsaid. Thank you for your service. Thank you very much. When danger came, when duty called, when Almighty God asked, who had the will and the strength to defend the land of the free, each and every American veteran stood up and said, here I am, send me, here I am. Generation after generation, America's warriors have left behind the comforts of home and family to face violence, evil, and death so that our families could know joy, goodness, and peace. The American dream surges forward, and our magnificent destiny stands more splendid and glorious than ever before.
All right. And by the way, I shared that video as well. From the White House on X, but here we go. We actually had to track this one down. We found the full White House video of the Veterans Day remarks, and thanks to our producer Caden for snagging the specific audio regarding General Dale Stovall. And by the way, yeah, like I say, I diverted my normal show prep, so I'm going to be behind. I don't feel fully up to speed for the show this morning because I wanted to get this this really cool story on our Montana Talks website. Here you go, President Trump's remarks about General Stovall.
Dale received the famous Air Force Cross and the Distinguished Flying Cross and two Silver Stars, making him the fourth most combat-decorated Air Force Academy grad of all time. He retired as a brigadier general after 31 years of service. General Stovall, you are a legend. Please, thank you, General Stovall. Thank you very much. Thank you. You look good, General. I wish I looked that good. You look good. Thank you very much, General.
All right. There was actually, I think even before that part of the audio clip, there was a longer segment where President Trump talked about General Stovall and a little bit more about his history as a Jolly Green helicopter pilot in Vietnam. Let me go back to the YouTube video itself here. From the White House, let's see, and so part of this we might play a little bit again for you here. Let me see if I got it queued up in the right spot for you.
Another person who shows the medal of the American veteran is Dale Stovall. As an Air Force helicopter pilot in Vietnam, Captain Stovall was assigned to rescue a downed American airman deep in hostile territory.
Despite the extreme peril, Captain Sobel took off in his HH-53C helicopter and soon came under intense fire, forcing him to turn back. But the captain refused to abandon his mission. The next day, he willingly plunged back into the danger while taking fire from all directions. He didn't have a chance, he felt, but he said, I got to do it. He rescued the downed American pilot who had been stranded on the ground for 23 days and brought him back home alive, completing the deepest rescue behind enemy lines in the entire Vietnam War. For this and 11 other harrowing rescues, he was a brave guy. Dale received the famous Air Force Cross and the Distinguished Flying Cross.
All right, there you go. And then that's the part of the soundbite that you heard already. But, yeah, that was the best part there as President Trump was talking about the rescues that General Stovall had undertaken while serving in Vietnam. Yeah, if you guys were listening to our Veterans Day show yesterday, I think it was later on in the 8 o'clock hour of the show, we had a couple of great Vietnam veterans that we were talking to. Man, it was just so cool, just smoking and joking with a couple of Vietnam veterans. And that was around 8:40. If you go back on the podcast later today and want to listen to some of the coverage that maybe some of you early risers might have missed. But I mentioned how thankful we are for these Vietnam veterans. Not just me, not just you, but so many Americans. But especially I wanted to say a specific thank you as an Iraq and Afghanistan veteran to these guys, to these Vietnam veterans, because they got treated so poorly and they made sure that that never happened again. And that's why so many of us Iraq and Afghanistan veterans have been treated so graciously and so well by the American people, you know, by and large. But I shared the story of General Dale Stovall when he came home from Vietnam, and you just heard his story there. When he got to the airport in San Francisco, he had to take his uniform off because they treated Vietnam veterans so badly. He had to take his uniform off. And I contrasted that with when I got back from one of my deployments, and I took my uniform off because, man, I just felt guilty because everybody kept wanting to buy you coffee or, hey, can I buy you a bottle of water? People were so gracious. They were so kind when they saw that you were a soldier, especially coming back home from overseas. And what a contrast in the differing reasons why a Vietnam vet had to take off his uniform versus why an Iraq-Afghanistan veteran felt he had to take his off. And again, all that credit due to those incredible Vietnam veterans out there. And that's why we always say welcome home and thank you to our Vietnam vets.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. GOP Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massie is again a married man. That's a year and a half after his wife of 35 years, Rhonda, died unexpectedly in June of last year. Massie announced that he was married on October 19th at the church that they've been attending and where his new wife, Carolyn Grace Moffa, is from. Moffa and Massie met a decade ago when she worked as an agriculture policy staffer for Republican Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. Massie says his new wife is, quote, a very early proponent and practitioner of making America healthy again, adding that she even visited me and my late wife, Rhonda, on our grass-fed cattle farm several years ago. Massie's new wife, Carolyn, has never married before. Massie and his first wife have 4 children together. Massie is often in the news as a thorn in the side of the House Republican leadership and President Trump. Massie was one of 2 Republicans who voted against the Big Beautiful Bill in July. That's the touchstone of the president's legislative agenda. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. It's time for the Daybreak Ag Report from the Western Ag Network.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Russell Nemitz.
Well, the fall production sales season is underway across our region. And with this year's record high cattle prices, it's an incredible time to be in the cattle business. Seed stock producers like Frank Vandersloot, owner of Riverbend Ranch here in Idaho Falls, Idaho, say there's never been a better time for ranchers than right now to invest in their cow herd's genetics.
Well, finally, the ranchers being rewarded for all of these years of hard work. And my hat's off to all the people in the Angus world that have come long before us, actually generations before us, and how they put together the package of genetics that make Angus the dominant breed in America today. And we're just really thrilled to be part of that.
And he also understands it's an investment that ranchers make when they purchase a Riverbend Ranch bull. And that's why they're proud of their buyback program.
We're so honored. People show up from all over the country, and we feel an endorsement of our program, and we would be nothing without the customers. And we tell our customers that if they buy our genetics, we're going to be at the auction when they sell those calves, and we're not going to get them all bought. We bought almost 60,000 this year of our customers' calves back, and we're having a really great time. Who couldn't with the markets like they are now?
Again, that was Frank Vandersloot, owner of Riverbend Ranch here in Idaho Falls. By the way, today is their Genetic Edge Fall Bull Sale, featuring 200-plus head. Sale time is 11 a.m., and you can watch the sale and bid online at cci.live. For more information, you can also visit riverbendranchgenetics.com. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this. Ranchers, are you looking for real-world performance in your next herd sire? If so, then don't miss the 8th Annual Little Belt Classic Bull Sale, November 20th at 1 o'clock p.m. at the ranch near Hobson, Montana. Featuring 65 Black Angus bulls, 50 commercial bred heifers AI to S Wrangler 830, and 12 Baldy heifers AI to Coleman below zero. Stop by early, walk through the pens, and visit with them about cattle that work for a living. Details at littlebellclassic.com. Don't forget online bidding at Frontier Live.
Ranching is a complex business. That's why Montana ranchers have stood together since 1884 through the Montana Stock Growers Association to ensure family ranching remains strong. MSGA makes sure your voice is heard. We fight for policies that protect your bottom line, and we're here to help keep ranching a way of life for generations to come. We invite you to join us and become a member. Visit mtbeef.org today.
Well, ADM has marked the operational start of a new carbon capture and storage project at its Columbus, Nebraska corn processing complex. It's now the world's largest bioethanol carbon capture facility. The project leverages Tallgrass's Trailblazer pipeline to transport captured carbon dioxide from ADM's ethanol plant in Columbus to Tallgrass's Eastern Wyoming sequestration hub for safe and permanent storage deep underground. The pipeline is formerly a 400-mile natural gas transmission line and runs through Wyoming, Colorado, and Nebraska. It's capable, they say, of transporting over 10 million tons of CO2 a year, which is the equivalent of removing more than 2 million passenger vehicles from the roads, or about 25% of all the registered motor vehicles in the three states combined. That's a look at your Daybreak Ag Report for the Western Ag Network. I'm Russell Nemitz.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Hey, speaking of the Farm and Ranch Report, I think I saw yesterday, I think it was Fox and Friends did a little Farm and Ranch Report of their own as well. One of the big stories we talked about on Monday's Montana Talks was President Trump and his post on Truth Social calling for an investigation into the meat packers. Had a big story on our Montana Talks website if you missed it. And by the way, that announcement on President Trump of an investigation by the U.S. Department of Justice into the meatpacking industry came as a direct result, according to Politico's Burgess Everett, a direct result of meetings that President Trump had with Montana's U.S. Senator Tim Sheehy, who also is a cattle rancher as well, by the way. Great beef, the Little Bell Cattle Company. Great stuff if you've never had their product. Senator Sheehy and a couple of other beef state senators met with President Trump, and that's what led reportedly to President Trump now then announcing that investigation into the meatpacking industry. Fox and Friends, like I say, did a little bit of a farm and ranch report of their own yesterday.
President Trump ordering a DOJ investigation into foreign meatpackers, accusing them of inflating U.S. beef prices. He says on Truth Social, quote, "We will always protect our American ranchers, and they are being blamed for what's being done by majority foreign-owned meatpackers who artificially inflate prices and jeopardize the security of our nation's food supply." Joining me with his reaction is a fifth-generation rancher, Steve Lucy. Steve, thank you for joining us this morning. How big is your ranch?
It's big enough. I mean, I don't like to tell
a lot of personal
information, but I raise a lot of cattle. Not as many cattle as some of the big, giant ranches out west.
Right.
But for Illinois, we raise quite a few cattle.
So would you say you're a mid-size?
Yeah, I'd say I'm mid-size.
Okay.
Cattle farmer right now, and there's a lot of us out through the country scattered out still, but we've lost many of us, and that's part of the reason why we're seeing, you know, a supply problem in the beef side.
Yeah, and consumers are seeing a real rise in beef prices, and the president is suggesting in this Truth Social post that it's because of these four companies that are the meat packers, and that they are setting the prices and increasing costs for the ranchers and for the consumers. Can you explain how these four meat packers are impacting your business?
Well, for instance, they set the price when I have a feedlot or another independent feedlot wants to go sell a fat beef. We have to take the price that is getting bid from, say, JBS. So essentially, there's no competition amongst the market. They're completely consolidated, owning like 85% of the beef industry, and we don't have a choice other than to take what the market price is. If we keep that beef and keep growing it and growing it, first of all, it becomes too fat, and it's not good for the animal, and it's not good for the consumer. So they know that when we have beef ready to sell, we have to move those beef.
And all right, there you go. Yeah, that was Fox and Friends yesterday morning talking about the big issue we covered earlier in the week as well. Back in 60 seconds. In the news yesterday that we missed, like I say, very busy day with our Veterans Day coverage. Yesterday, had a great show early in the morning. Great, at least I had a great time anyway, hearing from all of our great fellow veterans that stepped up to the microphone, then went straight to the Veterans Day ceremony. And then after that, I thought, you know, I'm going to go try to get some lunch before stopping by our Missoula radio station, stopping by and seeing our friends at KMPT and the rest of the crew there in Missoula. I dropped by Texas Roadhouse, and they were giving out free vouchers for veterans to get meals. And they had a really fun crew out there. They had, you know, they had like their Texas Roadhouse mascot out there all dressed up, the whole crew out there smiling and waving, offering, you know, some snacks to veterans. They weren't open for lunch, so they gave out meal vouchers instead, but very cool. Yeah, and the guy I ran into, and I apologize, I'm missing his name, but he runs the Texas Roadhouse in Bozeman as well, and also oversees the one in Missoula, but really nice folks. He recognized my Warriors in Quiet Waters jacket that I was wearing. He's like, "Hey, yeah, we love Warriors in Quiet Waters." And so cool that he immediately recognized that. Of course, being there in the Bozeman area, of course, what an incredible organization. But President Trump discussing the work that his administration has done to fight for our veterans. You know, Veterans Day, good opportunity for the president to talk about everything that his VA secretary has been working to do to try to bring about some reforms at the VA here over the last 10, 11 months.
Under my leadership, we're also fighting for the great veterans who have always, always been there for us, and especially when we needed them and needed them most. In 9 months, the Trump administration has cut the backlog of VA benefit claims in half. That's a big achievement, and Doug is going to get it down to zero. During the Biden administration, the backlog exploded like we had never seen before, and I'm going to eliminate 100% of that backlog. We're moving at that pace, and already we've processed more than 3 million backlog claims, the most of any year in the history of the VA. We've added more than 1 million extra service hours across the VA centers, and we've opened 20 new facilities in 13 states, something that people said just not possible to do. We also have brought back VA choice and VA accountability, taken away by the Biden administration, so that when you have to wait online, you go out and you get yourself a doctor. We pay for the doctor if you have to wait. And the other thing is we fired thousands of people who didn't take care of our great veterans. They were sadists, they were sick people, they were thieves, they were everything you want to name, and we got rid of over 9,000 of them. And then when Biden came in, he hired them back, many of them. But we got rid of them. And I think we got rid of them permanently. We replaced them with people who love our veterans, not people who are sick people.
For selling, Artie's coins should be your first.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water. Then stir it with a shovel.
Wow. You sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Smokey. And you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com, and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I'm here, Caden. Thanks for the heads up there. I was listening on the app, and so the app is about a minute or so behind. So, yeah, I was listening on the app and then thinking that I was listening to the show feed there. So, Caden, thanks for the quick reminder there. Yeah, I don't know, did any of you guys watch did you see the Northern Lights last night? I just saw a Facebook post from Becky Hillier. She shared some great photos of the Northern Lights last night in Billings, of all places, right? You know, usually the folks on the High Line, usually the folks up north in the Flathead get some great Northern Lights displays. A little more rare to see them in places like Billings. But, in Kalispell last night, the Northern Lights, it was cool, but it was more like, it was kind of cloudy, kind of foggy out. So it was more like a green fog, more like a green clouds almost in the skies over the Flathead last night. Billings, holy cow, looking at the photographs that so many friends were sharing, I mean, what an incredible light show over Billings. If you guys want, send us some of your photos on the Montana Talks app. And by the way, if you do, say, hey, you have my permission to share this photo as well, because maybe we can put together a little light display of our own on the Montana Talks website here later this morning. But I saw another, and what I was looking for as I was missing the show open there is Congressman Ryan Zinke was apparently on his flight back to Washington, D.C. To vote to reopen the government after the Democrats shut it down. Now the House is ready to take on the action. And so Congressman Ryan Zinke shared some photos from his flight out of Kalispell back to Washington, D.C., probably vis-a-vis Denver or Minneapolis or something, of course, if before the hop, skip, and the jump there. But, man, he had an incredible show of lights from his airplane ride as well. Speaking of the government shutdown, I was thinking, what are we going to talk about next? Why don't we go there? Why don't we talk about the latest on the government shutdown? By the way, phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970, or, of course, you can message us on the Montana Talks app. Let me see, the government shutdown. I know I had a Fox News story. Maybe I didn't get to it yet here. Maybe I didn't load it into my system here yet. I'll get to that. I'll get to that here in a second. But first, Stephen Miller weighing in here on the Democrat shutdown. So basically, you've got a handful of Democrats who now are voting with the Republicans to reopen the government, and their fellow Democrats are ticked at them for voting to reopen the government because the Democrats want the government to stay shut down. Isn't that an interesting turn of events that we've got here? But the Democrats are complaining because they're like, hey, you guys, you voted with us. This is them talking to their fellow Democrats. You guys voted with us to shut down the government, and we're not getting anything out of it. We shut down the government for nothing. That was kind of clear from the start that you were shutting down the government basically for nothing. Well, actually, they were shutting down the government so they could give your money to free health care for illegal aliens while your costs go up and up and up. But Stephen Miller, White House Deputy Chief of Staff, we were able to catch up with his wife, Katie Miller, while we were on Capitol Hill just a couple weeks ago. Here is Stephen Miller unloading on the Democrat shutdown.
It was worse than pointless, Larry. It was cruel. It was capricious. It was dangerous. It was radical. It was extreme. The Democrats shut down the government in a failed attempt to extort $1.5 trillion for their pet projects, including, as has long been documented in black and white, full funding for health care for illegal aliens for several hundred billions of dollars. They resulted in, as a consequence of their shutdown, massive flight delays for the American people, huge impacts on public safety, federal workers going without pay, people who are living paycheck to paycheck not being able to make ends meet. This was a Democrat sabotage of the Trump economy that has brought record prosperity to the American people. The Democrats, as President Trump has said, are acting as kamikaze pilots, trying to hurt America and to hurt Americans solely because they cannot stand how successful this administration has been.
Yeah, there you go, Stephen Miller, spot on once again. All right, let me see if I can pull up all the audio files that I had ready. Oh, you know, I know what I did. I didn't transfer it from one computer over to another. That's all right. That's the most important part right there is what you heard. Because basically, I mean, the bottom line is with the Schumer shutdown right now, with the government shutdown, essentially what you've got happening is, okay, the Republicans needed just a handful of Democrats in the Senate to vote to open the government. That has now happened. And then now that the Senate has voted, well, now that all the procedures, right? And so that's why the House is now heading back to get back in session so they can do their part here as well. All right, let's see. Yeah, phone lines are open for you, 406-294-70. Caden, go ahead and send us Michael, I think calling in from the Gallatin Valley. I can always tell it's Michael from the Gallatin Valley because I love how he says it's Michael, formerly from Circle. Once you're from Circle, you're always from Circle. Michael, good to hear from you. What's on your mind this morning?
Say, Sean Hannity asked a good question a couple days ago. If it's called the Affordable Care Act, why does the government have to subsidize it?
Great point.
I mean, that's why they said they shut down, because they have to give all this Affordable Care Act money to those who don't have money. Well, that kind of oxymoron there, that it's not affordable if you have to subsidize it with the government dollars.
Exactly. Well, and what did we hear 2 weeks ago? CMS, the government's own report, said that if they continue these subsidies, it drives up the costs even higher. The insurance companies pocket the cash. And then the people on the so-called Affordable Care Act have fewer choices and fewer options in health care. But again, you're hitting the nail on the head here. That's the more important question, which is if it is so affordable, if Obamacare is the affordable care, why is it so unaffordable?
And they just spent, 45 days shutting down everything else because of a false narrative. A really sad statement of how the government works.
Yeah, yeah. Have you noticed what else the Democrats are doing here, Michael? Where, well, they're saying, well, this is why we need universal health care. They're saying this is why we need more socialism. This is why we need more socialized medicine. And it's just like New York City and the Kami Mamdani. The Democrats are the ones who made everything so unaffordable in New York City. They imported all these illegal aliens. It drove up the cost. They had the Joe Biden, John Tester inflation, drove up all the costs. And then what do? They say, well, this is why we need more socialism. Let's elect the Kami Mamdani. This is what they're doing with health care. The Democrats are doing with health care what the Democrats in New York City did with Mamdani.
And same thing there, subsidized housing, subsidized grocery stores. Where do they think the money's coming from? Well, the billionaires and the millionaires, well, guess what? They all left New York City to go to Florida or wherever, just like California, once they wound up having all those issues there, flooding Los Angeles here. So, you know, it's sad they wind up talking in circles and people believe it. So, again, I just can't understand why they call it affordable care if it's not affordable.
Man, you mentioned New York and New Jersey. When did this one come out? I think this was from yesterday, the Unleash Prosperity Hotline. New York and New Jersey have lost $670 billion of income because of people that have moved out and gotten the heck out of Dodge.
And that money's going to follow where they went, and those other locations are going to benefit from it. So some of the states are cheering them on. Come on down. The doors are open for your money.
Hey, random one to throw at you, Michael, here. I was talking about the Northern Lights. Did you see the Northern Lights last night in your neck of the woods?
Yes, got some beautiful pictures. We're down by Highlight Canyon, so just out of the city lights, but it was really spectacular. Great hues of color. I happen to have a kid back in Minneapolis, and she had some phenomenal, almost like tulips in the sky. It was so brilliant and defined. So it's just amazing how, depending where you're on the fringe of it or in the middle of it, how you can have different hues and different intensities.
Good point.
The other thing is the lore of the Native Americans on how they interpreted differently the awesomeness of it. And imagine with no background to see displays like that, how it would have just, you know, created all sorts of stories.
Yeah, well, you know, you see something like that, and how do you not just naturally say, there's something more to life than this life? It is the sign of a creator, isn't it? I mean, that's why I don't get these people who are atheists. It's like you look up and you see something like that, and you think, no big deal. Michael, thanks for the call.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Remember, this all started out. They wanted a whopping $1.5 trillion in additional spending to keep the government open for a whopping 7 weeks. And that meant hundreds of millions in health care for illegals, to extend subsidies that they voted to be temporary. Democrats voted to be temporary for Obamacare during the pandemic, during COVID. They want to refund PBS and NPR and even included DEI programs for other countries. You know, and Mark Simone nailed it yesterday. You know, it's the Affordable Care Act. Well, if it's so damn affordable, well, why do you need subsidies? It's insane. And what's fascinating is there is real palpable rage.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
There's a reason I'm so proud of our partnership with Pure Talk, my wireless company, a veteran-owned company, because they don't just talk the talk, they walk the walk when it comes to supporting our vets. It's a veteran-owned company. This month, Pure Talk is choosing to support Canines for Warriors. Now, this is an incredible organization that rescues and trains dogs, pairs them with veterans that are struggling, for example, with PTSD. Canines for Warriors gives these heroes a purpose. It gives them companionship and healing. That's exactly why Pure Talk, a veteran-led company, supports them. Now choose a wireless company that shares your values. Remember, you're going to get unlimited talk and text and plenty of data, $25 a month. Average family saves over $1,000 a year. You get the exact same service as the big carriers, same cell tower, same 5G network. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and make the switch. #250, keyword save now, switch today to America's wireless company, Pure Talk. Talk.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partly to mostly sunny conditions for today. High temperatures will stay around 60 in Bozeman with some low to mid-60s in the Billings area. For tonight, some passing clouds. Otherwise, overnight lows will stay back in the upper 30s to around 40. And then for Thursday, we can expect more sunshine as highs climb back in the 60s around 70. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Hey, this is actually a really cool story that we've got on our Montana Talks website right now. Here's the headline. This one might freak you out. This movie star quietly moved back to Montana. But don't worry, it's not some Hollywood leftist. This is actually the hero air tanker firefighter plane that was flown by Richard Dreyfuss in the movie Always. Do you remember that one from back in the day? Anyway, check out the photos of this cool plane, the backstory, and more, MontanaTalks.com. The rest.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970. If we don't get to you before this hour wraps up, we're going to kick off the 7 o'clock hour with open phone lines for you as well. Then we got some great guests coming up later on in that same 7 o'clock hour. Yeah, Carrie in Franny, Wyoming, sent us a great photograph from her neck of the woods showing the northern lights last night. And it's kind of like if you look off on the horizon, there's this like lime green. Actually, the green kind of reminds me of Slimer from Ghostbusters. It's that color green out on the horizon. And then this, like, I guess would you say, like, velvety red above that. And if my description is not good, you can actually see it for yourself because I just posted a story on our Montana Talks website. A highway patrol trooper in Wyoming took a great photo of the northern lights last night. In Wyoming, and I've got that story on our Montana Talks website, thanks to Glenn Woods. So, and it has that same the same colors that I'm seeing right now that Carrie and Franny, Wyoming, just sent our way. Mike in Big Timber, what's going on? Great to hear from you.
Thanks for taking my call, Aaron. And good morning, Montana. Did you hear that they're going to have a global warming summit in the UN? And I think it's this week or something, or...
Oh,
how come they?
When are they not having that UN summit on Hopi climate-y stuff, right?
Well, yeah, but they should have been listening to your show on Monday when Evelyn Pyburn was telling them that the polar caps are expanding. What's going on with these people? Don't they pay attention? And weren't some flights having problems because of a snow event up in the upper Midwest?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, and I was hearing Dennis Bragg's news report yesterday, and we got a bunch of snow moving in here just in time for football playoff weekend, of course, but keeping it sporty.
Yeah. Did you ever notice, too, that several years ago they had one in Copenhagen, and it hadn't snowed in Copenhagen that much in decades, and it dumped right on them. The next year they held it in Washington, D.C., and it dumped in Washington, D.C., where essential personnel didn't even have to come into work. These people better do this in the middle of July. That's the only time they're going to get any kind of respect.
Well, so what you're saying is we need them to host a climate summit at Big Sky or at Whitefish Mountain, you know, just before December. Mm-hmm. And then we'll get a whole bunch of snow. They have them do the climate summit. Then we'll get a whole bunch of great snow that'll show up for it. That reminds me, there was a story that caught my eye yesterday. And by the way, Mike, happy Veterans Day to you. Thanks for your service.
Thank you.
There was a Daily Caller piece yesterday with this headline, Democrats pivot to affordability after dumping billions into climate change money pit. So the Democrats are now trying to talk about affordability, but they're the ones who've dumped billions of dollars into this climate change money pit to make energy more expensive.
Well, hasn't anybody woke up to the fact there's no such things when the Democrat uses affordability in the same sentence. It's impossible. It's totally the opposite. You have to believe the opposite. It's the same way when they say it's not man-made global warming. It's climate change. Okay, you know, the climate changes, but I'm not buying this global warming. Problem is, they don't know who's in control of global warming or the climate. And it's the same thing. They think they can control everything, including the healthcare system. And that's ruined it. It's been ruined. So
what have they not ruined? What have they not ruined is a better question. You know, it was kind of like,
well, you mentioned.
Yeah, go ahead.
You showed President Trump speaking about how he's trying to get the Veterans Administration back on track. They ruined that in the last administration. So it's part of their being. That's what they are. They ruined. Don't forget, President Obama wanted to transform this country. And Biden wanted to do the same thing. And I'll say this, Aaron, and wrap this up.
5 seconds to go. Make it quick.
Obama was the worst president we ever had.
Worse than Biden, even?
From the kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
ABUL.